Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
So you've probably spent some time in the pool, I'm assuming at least this part this year, and you may notice that your hair has been doing a different color because of all the chlorine. Well, there's a remedy for that, and our fashionista Andy Page is here to help.
Good morning, we're talking chlorine green.
Chlorine green, yes.
Is that a thing?
It is a thing. Now, Brooke, you have blonde hair. Have you ever had chlorine green?
Well, you know, mine, it has little different pieces of different colors in it. I don't know. Is blonde one of them?
but I recall it is.
You know, the thing is I spend much more time in the lake than I do in the pool, so.
So then you don't get the Kermit-colored crud.
I do not get Kermit-colored crud.
Well, let me just tell you that this is the time of year where you're probably starting to get a little chlorine buildup if you love the pool, which I do. But for our blonde buds, this is the time of year where their hair can turn green. And I have some remedies. I mean, I told you about how to get buildup out of your hair before with baking soda. You can just add a little baking soda to your shampoo. And you can also wash your hair with apple cider vinegar. And both of these remedies will work well, but it takes a few applications.
Okay.
So if you need something that is quick and a one-shot removal for chlorine, guess what it is?
Tell us.
Ketchup.
What?
Ketchup?
Yes, ketchup. And, you know, the truth is you can use ketchup, you can use tomato paste, or even plain spaghetti sauce.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
I know. But that will remove the chlorine green from your hair with just one application. So what you want to do is you want to wash your hair first and then thickly apply the ketchup and comb it through so it's evenly applied from the roots to the tips, you know, and then let it sit for around 20 minutes. You want it to really, really, I know, but you really want it to soak in there, and then wash it out and condition your hair as normal and no more green.
Wow.
I know, that's what works. But now, let me just tell you, if you want to prevent this from, you know, the start, the best way to do it is to saturate your hair with regular, clear, fresh water before you get into the chlorine. And I can remember, actually, when I was young, going to a public pool, and they would require that we took a shower before we got in the pool.
Sure.
And I never really understood that. But the truth is, if you saturate your hair with regular, you know, fresh water and your skin with regular fresh water before you get into the pool. Number one, it acclimates your body to the cold so you won't go into shock. But really, it also saturates your hair so that it won't absorb the chemicals. And the same is true for your skin. It doesn't absorb the chemicals as it does when you just jump in without, you know, putting anything on your skin.
Wow, you've taken us from ketchup to mayonnaise in your hair, and I just don't know what you're going to do next. Pickles?
Burgers?
Let me just tell you that at the end of the summer is when my grandmother always did the mayonnaise rinse. So we're getting there.
All right.
All right. So ketchup in your hair to get rid of the chlorine green. And it doesn't have to be the green ketchup, right?
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. That will take care of it. One application.
All right. Fashion tips like this and even some food tips on the side. Where can we go, Andy?
Well, for more tips, please go to my website, sisystyle.com. I want you to pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, and follow me on Pinterest.
Andy, as always, it's good to catch up with you.
Sorry. Thanks, guys.
Nice.
I'll talk to you next Monday.
I had to.
Bye.
Bye.